Sunday Evans Sprinkling Edition, and the Rocket 3 Evel Knievel. You get the idea. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
All right. It is 8:06 on this Friday, May 8th. We are on the road, as we do quite so often, and we're proud to do it, honored to do it. We're out here in West Little Rock. If you go out Highway 10, you will find HOCO Turf Outdoor Equipment Sales and Services at the Ferndale Cutoff, 9325. The owners are Corey and April Johnson, really good folks. Been a busy day of folks driving by and honking. I think most of the people both know you, and they I don't know if they're honking at you or honking at us.
Right.
A bit of both. And so we'll take either one. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll visit with Justin Moore. I don't know where he's at touring wise. I didn't look at his touring schedule. That's like, yeah, what city are you in today? He may not
know what
city.
You know what? He might not. If he does, might be able to give a prize away if somebody calls in and says, I know where he is.
That's a good point. Now, we do have another song brought to you by Rainbow Restores for Justin Moore, finish the lyric. So, you want to go ahead and give it out, Roger?
Here's what I want you to do. I want you people who are hating on
Pepsi. Thanks, Keith.
I want you. RJ, Keith brought food. That's the first time. You come every week, RJ, and you bring nothing. That's exactly what. Thank you. He's getting paid. Thank you, Keith. For all you Coca-Cola haters on Pepsi people like myself, I'm just hoping everybody can get along.
Yes. And we teased this song Monday because I don't know what we were talking about, but Justin is touring with Riley Green right now. And I said, wait a minute. I think Justin's got a song about getting along, and it's got Riley Green in it. And what else does it have? Panama City. Has the name Panama City. So anyway, that's the hint. Justin will, no pressure or anything, but Justin Moore will be listening when you try to finish the lyric with the song. Our last three, we actually need to get Christian to go back and
pull
the last three contestants that have sung Justin Moore songs have done a good job.
That'll be a feat. At least did a great job, and Justin
said she nailed it.
That he would give her an A+.
Before we bring Justin on, do we have Michael Todd on the hotline there, Christian?
Yes, sir.
So, Roger, we have had Michael Todd on our show before. He is one of the biggest, most well-known arm wrestlers in the world, and he's right out of Hot Springs, Arkansas.
I met him.
Big announcement. I guess they've made the announcement the last week or so. There's a giant arm wrestling competition, like international, not national, coming to Arkansas, and I wanted Mike just to give a chance to just mention it. We'll get him up in the studio in a few weeks. But, Mike, good morning. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
How many world titles do you have?
Currently 23, but hopefully 24 in 4 weeks.
Wow, 23 world titles. So you've arm wrestled the biggest and the best, the biggest there is. Why is this such a big deal of this arm wrestling tournament coming to Arkansas, coming to Little Rock in a few weeks?
Well, what's so big about this event is arm wrestling has had massive growth since COVID. People didn't have a lot of sports. They went on the internet. They found arm wrestling. A handful of us guys end up getting really big following. Arm wrestling now has people who pay to come watch arm wrestling events. So the East versus West is basically the UFC of arm wrestling. This is going to be happening, $750,000 production, sports entertainment at its finest. And we're coming to Little Rock, Arkansas. So I had almost a career-ending injury 3 years ago that most people would have never came back from. And I've had that, came back on a mission to become world champion again. And I was supposed to be coming for the heavyweight world title at this event. Unfortunately, the heavyweight champion lost to a Russian, couldn't get him a visa, so I volunteered to go down to light heavyweight. I was 300 pounds in December. I have to go all the way down to 231 June 5th to make weight, right? So the hardest part is probably going to be the cut. But I got to take on this young champion from Ukraine for the light heavyweight championship of the world. I've won 23 world titles, but those have been in the heavyweight and super heavyweight division. This will be my first ever light heavyweight world title, so that alone is a huge undertaking. But this event, if people have ever been to an arm wrestling tournament, they think that's what they come to see. That's like going to your parking lot and mom and pop wrestling promotion versus WWE. We're going to try to sell out 5,500 seats at Statehouse Convention Center. This is June 6th. Starts at noon. We have Corey West on the card. He was on yesterday on the bus. He's pulling for the overall number one in North America, left-handed in the super heavyweight division. We have a young man, Jeremy Parker, that I trained. Is going to be versus Auden Laird, Devin Laird, the most popular arm wrestler in the world's son. So this is going to be a crazy event. It's awesome. There's actually a tournament the night before, June 5th. So if you think you're good at arm wrestling, you've got a friend that's never been beat, come show up the night before. You can weigh in Thursday on the 4th from 6 to 8 or Friday from 3 to 5. The event starts at 6. There are going to be two people that are chosen from that event who will actually get to be on the live show on Saturday.
The if memory serves me right, is it called like East versus West or something? What's the name of the event?
East side?
East versus West.
Yeah, and this is what do you call it, Roger?
Well, this is the 24th installment. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, this is the Easter block. The Easter Bloc, the Germans,
that's right.
The Russians.
I even predict you.
Yeah, and so you've got the West, as they call it, the Americans and everybody else in the Western side.
It's the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
Ryder
Cup, Roger, I hate to go here.
Talking about the greatest movie ever.
Greatest movie, wrestling movie ever. There's only one, right? And that's Sylvester Stallone.
Is it
Over the Top?
Over the Top.
And what's the song, Kenny Loggins?
What's his name?
Oh, I don't know.
Ethan,
I don't know.
Hawk.
Ethan Hawk is, yeah. If you're arm wrestler, yeah, every arm wrestler, like, oh, great. It's the Sylvester Stallone movie that.
Now, we know this. We know that, you know what, and I can watch that movie and watch the arm wrestling, and we've seen, I think there's even an actual scene where somebody's arm gets broken in the movie. I can't watch the slap competition.
I don't want to watch that.
I'll put those abused dog commercials and that slap commercial. I just can't watch.
Yes.
I want to know, is that pretty close to what's happening? And have you ever been a part of seeing somebody's arm broken, or have you broken their arm?
So I've had a hold of a guy's hand when his arm broke. I didn't break it. He broke it himself. Like, I was just holding him and he got into a bad position and snapped his arm.
Lincoln Hawk.
It's not fairly common, but it does happen at the amateur level. Rarely does a professional break their arm. Now, professionals will sometimes, you know, rip their bicep off the bone. I've had that happen as well. I've actually had my left arm completely come apart in the middle of a match and, like, slap the table behind me. So that was kind of bad. But, yeah, there's a bad injury, of course, but it's a phenomenal sport.
All right, so Mike, we'll talk as we get a little bit closer. Where can folks find out more information if they want to be a sponsor, if they want to buy tickets? Is there a website you got?
Yeah, so if you want to, I've got one sponsorship spot left available. If you want to be a sponsor, contact, just go to Monster Mike on Instagram or Facebook, send me a message, and I'll communicate with you that way. Tickets are evwsports.com. Early bird pricing is still going on for the next week, and then the price will be a price increase. We fully expect to sell out. I told them they were wanting to go to Chicago for this thing. I said, hey, guys, come to Arkansas. It's a way more easier city to navigate. Arkansans love their live sports. I know they're going to show up. So, yeah, evwsports.com. Go get your tickets. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right, Michael, great work as always. Again, world champion, he really, you know, Roger, this guy deserves to be in the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame.
Of course.
And I think he will be at some point.
Sure.
And he's a big old boy, but he's getting ready to be a little bit less bigger to compete. Yeah, yeah. So good luck.
Well, I saw him. I mean, he was down the sumo.
Oh, the sumo, that's right. Well, listen, good luck on the weight loss. We'll talk as we get a little bit closer
to
the meet there, Michael.
All right, guys, y'all have a blessed day. Take care.
That's it.
Thank you too. Have a blessed day. Lincoln
Hawk. You said Ethan Hawk. I thought Ethan Hawk.
Listen, I just threw it out there.
I thought, wow, that's the name of the actor, too.
Threw it out there.
In the movie with Sylvester Stallone, Over the Top, didn't he have, like, his son? He was rooting for his son.
Well, he was doing it because his ex-father-in-law, I think Susan Blakely, this is how do I even remember that name? Susan Blakely was his wife. And she was the daughter of a very rich man played by Robert Loggia, I think.
Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
You know, what's his name in Scarface?
Yeah.
Frank.
Yeah.
So he tried to keep the boy because he loved his grandson.
I just remember Sylvester Stallone turned his hat around.
He turned his hat around.
I've never seen it. Who was the bad guy? I just seen parts of it.
It's probably one of the greatest bad movies ever.
And Christian, so have you
cheesy.
Seen it?
It's so cheesy.
Of course it is.
But Kenny Loggins did the music, right?
Oh, did he? Oh, he had to, right?
I think he did the whole.
Do we have the soundtrack to Over the Top? And he shouldn't listen. Sylvester Stallone is 5'6".
Sylvester Stallone, anything he touched at that time was turned into gold.
But you know what? Why didn't he do more Over the Top 2, Over the Top 3, Over the Top 4?
Yeah, I don't know. I've got to ask you real quick, April. I see all these folks coming in. I mean, the things are picking up. It looks like we're actually in her way now. It's like, okay, can you guys leave now?
My truck's parked right in front of me.
I've got to get to work. So what's all happening around us?
No, I'm really just nosy.
You know, what's going on here? What's going on?
So this gentleman right here, his name is Clint Vokey. He owns a business called B&C Lawn Care and Tree. He is bringing us a couple pieces of equipment.
Okay, so you have all these landscapers that they have to get their stuff done.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when I'm watching her, he's like, get out of here. We got to get
you. No, know, he's work. Nosy. I wanted to know what he wanted. So.
Yeah, well, and listen, and when you talk about when the machine goes down, Bass,
I know,
production stops.
What if people that just tuned in, what are your sales, what do you need to tell them?
So we are HOCO Turf Outdoor Equipment Sales and Service, 9325 Ferndale Cutoff Road. We work on everything here. You don't have to buy it from me. I'll still work on it. I just can't do warranty work on some stuff. Take really good care of all of our customers, especially our commercial customers. Full service small engine repair shop. We do side by sides, ATVs. We put bearings in trailers. We are a Red Max dealer, which makes us a little bit unique. Husqvarna chainsaws, Red Max handheld equipment, Aaron's and Gravely's, Hammerhead go karts.
Yeah, I can't believe it. Yeah, you know, I remember Justin was looking for a go kart for South, and there are not many people who sell go karts.
Especially not good ones. So ours are owned by Polaris Industries.
Is that the one? Is that the one I see?
Yeah,
right? Roll bar.
Yeah, they'll go about 40 miles per hour. We've got small ones for little guys too, but the guys race those.
Why are you looking at me?
they're a lot of fun, and so we do a little bit of everything here. Yeah. We kind of have the luxury of being a little bit smaller, and so we can kind of pick and choose.
What does that run for?
That LA-150 with that particular one's got a hard top and a windshield. I'll sell that one for $4,000.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, I just was so funny. You want to say hello to this gentleman right here?
He just did.
Yeah,
I think she did.
Hi, Quint.
Hey, Clint. She just gave you a shout out.
Clint, she sure did. What's the name of his place again?
What's that place over there?
Boudreaux's. Oh, come on. Boudreaux's
is very
nice. Come on. Hey, too, by the way, Christian, be looking for Steve Edwards Jr. I think he wants to call in. Listen, we don't think about it, Roger, but listen, everybody's got something to do with Mother's Day.
Right.
Edwards Food Shop apparently has got a deal for Mother's Day. So we'll
really?
Visit with him in just a second.
Okay.
Well, listen, we love small businesses like this. We love the fact that, you know everybody by name, and they got to come in here and get their stuff done. And, it's what our country's built on. It's not,
small business. That's exactly what it's all about.
That's exactly right.
We are a very small business, but we're high volume.
Yeah.
So that's kind of different, I guess. We're a tiny, teeny, tiny place with only a few people that work here, but we really move some equipment.
And you've only been here 3 years, right? Okay.
This is our third year at this location.
Roger, do you want to go ahead and let Kobe finish the lyric? You want to do it?
Oh, absolutely. Let's see if he's still there, unless he was there. Kobe, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
How about that?
Kobe!
Do you want to wait? Are you ready for the music, or you need to wait?
We have it. We have it. If you're
Are you ready? Do you know the song we're talking about, Kobe?
What's the name of it?
Everybody Get Along.
If you hadn't had a chance to look at it, hey, tell you what. If you hadn't had a chance to look at it, you want to give him a minute to look at it?
Let's be fair. Yes.
No, I got it.
Okay. Well, he's not. All right.
Do you want to do it now?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right, let's do it. Christian, go ahead and hit that rascal.
We're going to play the open again and then go right into it?
Yes, sir. Yeah, do it again. Because
we'll start it. You finish it. It's time for Finish the Lyric, brought to you by Rainbow Restoration. When the unthinkable happens to your home or business, whether it's damage from water, smoke, fire, or mold, let Rainbow Restoration make you whole again. ArkansasRestorationExperts.com. They restore. You recover.
Awesome. Here's the deal. Now, Kobe sounds like somebody who's going to do a new game that we have begun with Justin Moore, and that's called Start the Lyric.
Yes.
So we're
going to
see what happens. That's what he sounds like. Kobe, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to start the music, and when I start it, I'm going to stop it. And when I stop it, you pick up and you keep on going until we actually believe you know what you're doing. If you don't do it on the first time I stop it, we'll play it again and stop it at the same time. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Crank it up, Chrissy Chris. Little more.
I
like it because it's got some country stank on it. She's jamming. Look at
like a Chevy. And I like a Ford. Waylon was a man.
was Hank in 84. Now you can't beat Dale Earnhardt. Now Petty was the king. Well, I like the Smoky Mountains and I like the Panama City.
I like this and I like that, but when it comes down to it, we got each other's back. In a world where all we do is fight and fuss and disagree, why can't everybody get along, you and me? I wear red shoes on, I wear my coat. I drink Dragon Ice, hell, I drink Crown and Coke. I like
wow,
my chicken
that
fried and I like my burger.
Come on!
That's outstanding.
That
good job, Kobe.
Well done, my friend. Kobe, great job.
Well done.
Great job.
You
sing like you don't care, and I like that.
Do you want to thank Rainbow Restoration? You go to rainbowrestores.com. If you've had any kind of damage, they'll take good care of you.
Yep.
He went shy.
No. Thanks, Kobe, and thanks for listening to us.
Yes.
And making us, blessing us to be able to do this.
Good job. He went shy at all. Good job. Let's go to the Hodges Glass Little Rock Glass Hotline and talk to Steve Edwards, Jr. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
What's up, guys? That's going to be a tough act to follow.
Listen, I know. Listen, he just started ripping off the lyrics. Didn't matter the cadence or anything like that. Hey, we've been talking about Mother's Day and all of our great sponsors who have Mother's Day specials. What do you guys have going on at Edwards Food Giant?
Yeah, so at all of our food giants, today and tomorrow, we've got our Mother's Day tent sale. So we're going to have a big tent set up in the parking lot. We've got great deals on a lot of fresh fruit. We've got 1-pound packs of strawberries, 3 for $5. We've got seedless watermelon, $5.99 each, 5-pound russet potatoes, $1.99 each. And then we're also going to be grilling hot dogs all day. We have hot dogs on a bun for $1 each. And then we have our fresh pulled pork straight from our smoker on a bun for $2 each. And then you can get a soda, 2 for $1. So come by if you got a big office. Come by and pick up a bunch of hot dogs, a bunch of barbecue, a bunch of sodas. Take it over to your crew and pick up some stuff for mom as well. While you're in there, you can also get a 99-cent Edwards 24-pack water whenever you spend $10 more and download that coupon in the app. So if you're coming by, make sure you don't miss out on that as well.
Man, he's a grocery man. You hear him spitting out all these things?
Yeah, I'm telling you right now. But you know what? We've seen Steve grow. We've seen you grow into this position, my friend.
Yes, from a U of A graduate.
Listen, when I was there, I remember being in front of the store, and I think it was on Cantrell. Ed Ruff was there cooking some pettigene meats, and Steve would come around. You remember that, Steve?
I was a young lad back then.
You sure were, my friend. You sure were. And now you're a father, a husband, and a father. And that's fantastic. Now, we appreciate you. And obviously, we appreciate the support at the station and 103.7 The Buzz. And you've got the guy and David Basil endorsing you. But we all appreciate Edwards Food Giant.
Steve, are you going to have the tents at every location? Are you going to have the tents at every location?
We're going to have the tents at every Food Giant location. Our Lakewood Village location, unfortunately, the tent is going to be set up in our foyer inside. The landlords won't let us have a tent on the parking lot, but they're still going to have the same specials. So if you're driving by and you think, where's the tent? It's on the inside. They still have all the deals. They still have the hot dogs and the barbecue. So stop by, grab you something to eat, and they'll be having stuff out at dinner as well. So you can come by at lunch and then come by and grab something else at dinner, too.
Well, awesome, buddy. Hope you're doing great. Come by the studio and say hello, and happy Mother's Day to your family, man. Appreciate you guys at the Edwards Food Giant.
Thank you, guys. Yes, happy Mother's Day to all the great mothers out there.
Thanks, Steve. That's Steve Edwards, Jr. Roger, we are here at Hocuff Turf Outdoor.
Hocuff.
What'd I say?
Hocuff.
Oh, thank you.
Hocuff.
You know, every time. What's that?
Kobe, who just won or finished the lyric. You want to guess how old he is?
Is he older than we think?
No.
All right, I'll guess. Is he 12?
20?
Is he 12?
He's 24 years old. We got a 24-year-old listener.
I like it. I like it. Hey there, Steve. Listen, we love the young. We love the young ones.
We sure do. Whoa. Listen, we you know what we do? This is a judge-free zone.
Speaking of young,
yes,
Christian. As a matter of fact, we've got a young lady here, Kinsley McKeever, She's a student at University of the Ozarks. Is that right, Kinsley?
Yes, sir. Yeah. I am about to be a junior at the University of the Ozarks after today.
She's even younger.
You've been monitoring us this whole time.
Yes, sir.
Evaluating us, thinking that do you want to do maybe do something like this one of these days in the future. And you've ruled that out now. No radio after watching us.
It could be a possibility. I wouldn't rule out anything at this point, sir.
University of the Ozarks is in Clarksville, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so not many people. Is that D3? Is that what you said it was, level one?
Yes, sir.
And you're thinking about maybe going to sports information. Is that right? Or doing something sports related. Got a lot of choices out there.
Definitely.
Especially is the bigger schools that have the bigger staffs. That doesn't mean you can't do something in a smaller school, but the payroll now for say University of Arkansas. Yeah. The staff that they have for social media alone. I mean, they got 7 or 8 people doing that and then video production and all the things. So it's a good time. It's competitive out there.
It's a great time to be at the university. We'd love to have a young lady like her there with.
And your mom, Miss Jamie, is over here. I thought she was like a buddy, your running buddy or a sister or something. That's your mom.
Yes, sir. She got me hooked on the Morning Mayhem. She's the whole reason why.
We love that shirt.
I mean, did you make that shirt?
Yes, sir.
Did you see the back of her shirt?
It is a Morning Mayhem bus shirt. Maybe we need to get Steve Qualls at Design Labs to get her a shirt. He only does that for special people.
Steve?
My heart would just be whole.
Well, we'll visit with Steve a little bit later in the 9 o'clock hour. He's our NASCAR correspondent. So what I like about Kinsley is she's been asking all the right questions. She was looking at the breaks and listening. Like, how do you do in your breaks like this? And how do you do in your prep for the show? What are the elements? Those are all good questions. Those are all things when you get the opportunity to do something like this and you're around, ask. You know, and sometimes you'll get somebody.
Leave it to me to ask the questions.
Yeah, and do the freebie stuff. You know, sometimes, kids today, they want to get paid. They want to get their money. Well, a lot of times sometimes the money's not there, do it for free.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden the money will come, if you're willing to work hard.
And have attention to detail when it comes to this.
Yeah.
We had a guy that was not attended. He admitted it, that it was not, that was not his forte. He wanted to do other stuff. But this is all about detail. You have to know a little bit about something or at least be around somebody that knows something like that.
You were saying, Christian?
I was going to ask if you've done an internship. We haven't had an internship.
Have you done an internship?
No, sir, not yet. I have actually applied to the Hogs Plus internship I saw on social media.
Yeah, something for you, Bill.
Interviewing coaches, kind of getting hands-on experience with video editing, but nothing on the experience level.
I think he's teasing to say maybe would you consider doing an internship with the Buzz? Is that what you're asking,
Talk
Christian?
To me, Christian. Hello, sir.
If you don't get the Hogs Plus one, I think that our requirements may be a little woolly.
That would be amazing. I talked to...
She may get hired. She may be hired quickly.
Right.
I met Kyle Sutherland with Hogsy.
Oh, yeah.
He came to Arkansas Tech University for the Arkansas College Media Conference. And I asked him about you guys, actually, and he mentioned how I should reach out to Justin Akery if I did want to look into internships with the Buzz. So, yes, Christian, I'm definitely interested. I will have to get back with y'all
and figure out something
with transportation to and from Little Rock is the only thing.
That's the only thing. What were you going to say, Christian? I was
an intern with the Buzz. I had to track down Justin Akery on a remote. I found him. And I
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk.
How about that?
But
have you heard the story?
No.
I
had sent an email, and Justin said he didn't answer me back for a couple of weeks. I'd sent an email about interning, and he didn't answer me back for a couple of weeks. And then he said, we'll talk in a couple of months when we get closer to the time of the internship. So then I sent him another email when we got closer to the time, and he didn't answer me back. And I was driving around in Little Rock or whatever, and I heard that they were at this location. So I just showed up, and I was like, hey, I'm the guy that emailed you. I want to do the internship. So then we got set up.
Well, I think HB fell into that same category
Henderson State, right?
I thought it was Conway.
They had some kind of competition. It was him. Maybe an RJ, too.
RJ was an intern.
Again, Yeah, so the point of the matter is, again, you know, look for those kind of opportunities.
But the networking, building connections in this industry.
They did what Christian did. They all went seeking, you know, the path of least resistance, and to what Christian was saying, we're pretty laid back and pretty flexible to make that happen, at least to get you in the door.
Wait, what's your connection here? I know it, but for those who don't know.
My stepdad used to work for Corey and April for a couple years, and I went to school with their daughter, and we just kind of became family friends, hanging out on the weekends, and then I kind of drifted away to college. So it's a good opportunity to come back, say hey to some familiar faces, and we're really excited.
What's that? That's right. Well, listen. Steve Qualls has said, oh, my gosh, send me. He goes, send me Kinsley's size and information. I'll get her more information.
So here's the thing.
Thank you, Steve.
A friend of ours is a friend of yours.
Yes.
And likewise, because this guy is going to take care of you because you're here with us. And that's family. You're family now.
Well, best of luck. Yeah, best of luck. Keep in touch. Kinsley McKeever is the name. I think we're going to be here. It's a cool name.
Thank you,
Kinsley
sir.
McKeever.
You might be hearing it on the radio on TV one day.
Guess what? You know what I see right now? I could see a show called Weaver and McKeever.
What is it?
The Weaver McKeever Show.
Christian, are you listening?
The Weaver McKeever Show. It's an alliteration. It's a great sound to
it.
Listen, she's female. I mean, because, you know, Justin Acre is always wanting to make sure that we give ladies as the equal opportunity, because some don't think that we have Weaver McKeever.
I want to throw out that I feel so odd being called sir, because I'm always
the young. I'm so
that's
sorry.
Okay. Don't worry about it.
I call my dog ma'am and sir. I call my friends ma'am and sir. I get made fun of all the time for it.
It's okay. It's a good problem to have.
Yeah, he makes us call him sir.
Well, nice to meet you formally, Kinsley. Wish you the best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. And wear that Morning Mayhem t-shirt with pride.
Give me all your information. We'll send it to Steve, and he'll probably get it out today. And let me just say this. I don't get calls. RJ calls me daddy.
Speaking of, RJ's coming up next. Let's take a break.
My boy!
Let's take a break. We'll come back and visit with RJ Hawk. It is at 8:32. If you just tuned in, we're at West Little Rock at Highway 10 and Ferndale Cutoff. It's HOCO Turf Outdoor Equipment Sales and Service. Don't go away.
This is the theme from Over the Top.
Oh, my God.
In a lifetime made of memories.
This is the theme song for Over the Top.
Let me hear it.
It's terrible. It's going to take 5 minutes to get to the
very break. Melodramatic.
Yeah, let's go. Let's push through that. We don't have to get to the
we should, you know what?
The hook.
We need to sing that to the University of Arkansas band.
Well, this is where it kicks in.
He's hugging his kid right now.
8:33, don't go away.
Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by D3 Auto Sales, Arkansas's number one independent used car dealership, specializing in level and lifted trucks. D3AutoSales.com.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas softball's SEC tournament run came to an end yesterday as they lost to Alabama 7-1. The Razorbacks lost the season series to the Tide as well, getting beaten 2-3. Arkansas baseball will return to the diamond today for their final regular season series at Baumwalker Stadium. They'll be hosting 24th-ranked Oklahoma. First pitch today is set for 4. Saturday's game will be at 2, and Sunday's game will be at 1. All three games can be heard on the Buzz and seen on SEC Network Plus. And the Arkansas Travelers won again last night, beating the Tulsa Drillers 9-4. It's their 6th straight win and their 11th win in their last 12 games. They'll play 2 today. Game 1 is set to start at 5:05 at Dickey Stevens Park tonight. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
It'll be a fine day for Central Arkansas, mostly sunny, up to 78 degrees tonight. Partly cloudy, a low of 57, plus, late this evening, a slight chance of a shower. Tomorrow also a slight chance of a shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy and high of 81. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Wes Moore. Coming up Friday on Out of Bounds, we'll get you set for the weekend. We got Arkansas, Oklahoma. That game's been moved up. Now it's a 4 o'clock start. We'll preview that. Steve Sullivan's in the studio. We'll talk Hogs with him. Arkansas softball, unfortunately done at the SEC tournament. Neil Atkinson joins us at 2:30 with some of the big promos at Bet Saracen. And VegasInsider.com, Brian Edwards with some NBA picks. All that and much more coming up Friday on Out of Bounds.
Old number 53 here, and back in my day, I was fortunate to be around some great teams, along with some great teammates. And even now, all these years later, I'm also grateful to be a part of a great team here at 103.7 The Buzz. But you know another great team that I've come to appreciate over the years? It's the team over at Edwards Food Giant, and there are 11 stores located all over the metropolitan area, including their Edwards Cash Saver stores. And let me tell you this, if you haven't been to the newest Edwards Food Giant in North Little Rock in the Lakewood Village Shopping Center, you really need to stop by there. This store is truly the most beautiful grocery store that I've ever been inside of. The layout with their huge selection and inventory, including their deli and salad bars, is the best. Of course, their meat department at Edwards will truly blow you away, too. That newest Edwards store has everything from heat and eat, meal solutions, weekly specials, to a giant wine department, to their dry-aged beef that's been temperature and humidity controlled for 28 days in their cooler, resulting in a steak that's tender, flavorful, and unlike any steak you've ever had. So see for yourself why the team at Edwards Food Giant is now Central Arkansas's favorite place to shop.
If you already scheduled your garage door tune-up for just $79, please disregard this message. If you don't have a garage door, you're off the hook. For the rest of you, why would you spend more than just $79? Overhead Door Company of Little Rock will perform their garage door tune-up and safety inspection for just $79 on up to 3 garage doors and openers. Call 501-510-6399 or schedule online overheaddoorofLittleRock.com.
This is Mark Miller for Parker Cadillac in Little Rock. We're going all in with vehicles for every budget. Need a truck? We've got light duty and heavy duty ready to work. Looking for an SUV? We've got the nicest inventory of full-size SUVs you're going to find anywhere. Tahoes, Yukons, Navigators, Escalades, and much more. For quality, selection, and first-class service, shop Parker Cadillac today. Visit us online at parkerspecials.com or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
All right, 8:37 on this Friday, May 8th. Beautiful day. Don't forget Double B's BBQ, the 22nd version, starts tomorrow at 11 o'clock, goes to 6. Come by. It's only $10 to get in. Kids get in free, young kids. I'll be out there early. We thank all the teams that are participating. Yeah. 65 teams will be fighting for trophies.
Is it 65?
I think right at 65.
Oh, it was 45. At least on my sheet of paper, it was 45.
No, that's up to 65 now.
Okay, very good. Yeah. Very good, very good.
As far as I know, it may be 75. Huh? I don't know.
Are you rolling down that hill?
Let's do we? If we have RJ there, let's welcome him into the show, Christian.
It's 105.
A man of many talents, play-by-play broadcaster, real estate agent, and now a state legislator. It's time to talk all things Arkansas with R.J. Hawk, presented by Natural State Wholesale, proudly trusted by major manufacturers all over the world for 25 years. Go see the flooring king, Don Gresham, at Natural State Wholesale.
Good morning, R.J. RJ, are you there?
I am here, guys. What's up?
What's up, buddy? How are you?
And good. We wrapped up our special session, and so back to selling houses and listening to you guys on the radio.
Well, you also, I imagine, too, this is Coach RJ. I imagine you guys getting ready to start up all the kids' baseball, softball, rather, and busy with that, too, right?
Yeah, we've got the Mother's Day tournament this weekend, actually. We're playing down in Hot Springs, the Diamondbacks.
Stop
it. Down there, and yeah, we've got a Mother's Day tournament.
Of course you do.
Mom's tournament. The base organization here in Arkansas, they're putting that on. And so, we play tomorrow. And, hey, softball, man, it's softball time, guys.
Yeah, it's only in America can we go, hey, It's Mother's Day weekend. We're going to play softball with our 8-year-olds or whatever. The mothers are going to have to go out there and work and do their thing. That's what we've done, and it's a busy time. You know, we mentioned R.J. Ella Moore, Justin's daughter and Kate's daughter, hit a home run yesterday in their state playoffs. They're all the way over in Murfreesboro, Roger, and R.J. Yeah. Get this. So it's an hour and a half, so they drive all the way over there and play. Got to drive all the way back to Pullman. Got to turn around and drive all the way back. Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. That's just the way the playoffs are. And I think this is the regionals, and if they win, then they go to Palestine Weekly, which is, I think, another hour. Sure. But, Kate was making
a commitment.
Yeah, Kate was making the point when you're a parent and you're doing like RJ, and when you go to these many games as it is anyway, it's no big deal to travel. I mean, everybody who's a parent that has a kid playing baseball and softball.
Yeah, it's a memory now. I mean, what do you call it when something is when you do something so many times?
It's because of habit?
Yeah,
habit. That's right. Yeah. Matter of fact, Kate's listening.
Part of it, guys, it's kind of turned into a little family. Like all the moms sit together and we all, it's not just during the softball games. We're all hanging out during the downtime. And so, it's kind of, that's what we do now. And Bree loves doing it. And so we have a good time. By the way, I saw the third home run Ella hit. I guess it was yesterday.
Yeah.
It's a deep center field, man, and I know her hitting coach is Brandon Lackey, over here in Saline County. He's a great hitting coach. Addison's actually been to him a couple times, and so, Ella's doing great.
Yeah, matter of fact, Kate had mentioned, I'd made a post last night, and he had made a comment on there. She said that he was her instructor. So, that guy must be pretty darn good if he's teaching as many folks as you say. And then Kate's listening. Kate said, we're actually going to be in Hot Springs tomorrow, too. South's baseball team is playing in the Mother's Day tournament. So, it's wow. Good. Hey, whatever makes mama happy.
That's right.
And I guess it could be a lot worse things to do, Rog, than going out watching kids.
Again, it's what they do now. I mean, there was no traveling ball when we were kids. You had the boys' club, and that's what it was.
Yeah.
Now they've paved roads.
Yeah.
So you can travel and do all that sort of thing. And that's what you do. It's a major commitment. I wasn't built for.
Yeah.
I mean, it's enough that I'll go see my grandkids now. But they're playing at junior deputy or something like that.
Well, and too, we've got RJ. We've got everything sort of coming together now. You've got softball, collegiate softball that's coming to a close. Razorbacks will find out Sunday at 6 if they will be hosting a regional, which they will be. And if they win, they will have a super regional. There's no doubt in my mind. And so here we are in the same position, Roger, to do this. And then I was looking what Dave Van Horn had to say about the Razorback baseball team is that I think Roger in the last 7 years or maybe the last 8 years they have gone to the tournament and maybe been there. Maybe I may be wrong on this. Every year for the last seven years except for one, they've hosted a regional. And he was making the point sometimes it's not good. Sometimes the pressure, your pressure is at home, your home field, you think it's always an advantage.
Mm-hmm.
But he says, the guy who's been to the World Series, he says, sometimes it's not always the advantage. Sometimes you need to go on the road and do that. So,
and that's only been in the last couple of years, though, that they didn't make that regional.
Yeah,
right?
There's only once in the last 7 years. They've gone to.
And wasn't that just like 2 years
ago? Yeah, it was like two, 3 years ago, and it was one regional. But besides that, they have hosted a regional because they've always been top.
They've always been.
And the women are going to be the same. But my point is, too, is all that sort of coming to a close, RJ. Mm-hmm. And you go high school, and by the way, I don't know if you're calling any games, but I know Arkansas TV will be showing a lot of the Arkansas softball and baseball finals. Is the Buzz doing any of that, or is it just Arkansas TV?
No, it's just Arkansas TV. I'm actually calling softball this year on Arkansas TV. The state championships start May 21st, and they go through the 23rd. And they're actually at Majestic Park in Hot Springs this year. And so, but yeah, you've got me and Bobby Swofford and Alyssa Orange and JB Brazil calling games on Arkansas TV this year. So that'll be a lot of fun. I think it's the first year that the state championships have been held at Majestic. Usually they've been at UCA or Benton or at Baum Walker and Bogle Park. And so this will be the first time that we've been down in Hot Springs.
Yeah, you know, I know that Majestic Park's really cool. I think they got a Babe Ruth statue up there. I'm waiting for them to name one of the fields after Roger or something. Somebody needs to do something in Hot Springs for Roger. I probably will step in.
Yeah, I've
done that for Justin Moore. You know, we've done some honorary degrees for Double R. And
well, with
and
Gary Troutman listening.
Yes.
You know, when we're down there for Bath Fitters, it's in the paper. Yeah. Now we'll be down there for Bath Fitters with the hot tub races, bathtub races. With Steve Harrison and all the folks down there. Of course, the backing of Wayne Smith.
Yeah.
Don't even get me started on the backings of Sigma Supply and the Hamby. All of that money that's behind me and all that. Listen, I'm just blessed to be a part of that and blessed to have DNA, blood, sweat, and tears all over the streets of Hot Springs. Do they want to put a statue of me in the center of town with a fountain and water coming out of my hands or something? Sure. Sure. As small as I am, if it's to scale, not going to cost a lot of money, maybe we can get some donations. Set up at Roger at 1037thebuzz.com. Roger at 1037thebuzz.com. Send me all the information and any donations.
Would you pay homage to the Hobson Street Hobos?
You know what? I would like to think that the Hobson Street Hobos would come out. We'd all get together. Listen, the older we're all getting, some of us are going away. Some of us are, and a few of us are just getting out of prison.
RJ, since we are here at HOCO in West Little Rock, they're a Gravely dealer. I always go back to the time when you and Roger were doing yards for free on a Gravely.
Oh, yeah, RJ. Yeah. His Gravely that he owns was from
you,
that.
You still have the same Gravely?
Yeah. I still got the same exact Gravely, man, and it is doing great. We take it to our
you
buddies.
Remember,
which
you remember what we did, what we called it?
Engine. I don't know if they...
What was the name of the event?
Cutting for a cause.
We went out to homes of first responders, male or female, nurses, firemen, whatever it was, during COVID, to cut the grass. We went to people's houses. They hadn't cut their yard in 20 years. It had nothing to do with them being during COVID and working hard. They had trees growing in their yard, and we cut it. And you could see able-bodied grown men hiding behind curtains looking at us out there sweating. Snakes in people's yards. But we did it because we did it for the right reason. We did it to help out others. And it was a great time. RJ and I bonded at that time.
Yeah, I remember.
We bonded.
Yeah, it was a great time.
We sure did. Gravely was a big help.
Before we let you go, RJ, I do want to thank Don Grisham and Natural State Wholesale. I was talking with Don yesterday. I was asking, I said, how do they run your business? Because all you do right now is fish and hunt on your piece of property out there. He's fallen in love with that because of the land.
Yeah.
They're the land. And so killed his first turkey the other day. He's
absolutely
really, really proud of that. And so... anyway, thank your good sponsor, Natural State Wholesale, before you get out of here.
Yeah, man, Don and the guys, Drew, I actually was just up there last week picking up some tile that I didn't have to worry about Baz stealing from me this time. but you know what? If you're looking for tile, luxury vinyl flooring, faucets, ceiling fans, if you're remodeling a house, you owe it to yourself to go to naturalstatewholesale.com, see exactly what they've got, and you are going to save so much money whenever you're remodeling that house. Or heck, even if you're building a house, they are your one-stop shop for all the things inside your house. Heck, guys, I was out in the warehouse the other day. They had brand new stoves sitting in the warehouse, and I ended up buying a stove for this remodel that I'm doing right now. So I promise you are going to save thousands of dollars if you're doing a full remodel. If you go to Natural State Wholesale, you can see everything online at naturalstatewholesale.com.
All right, RJ, have a great weekend.
Thanks,
buddy. Thank you, man.
Okay, guys, see you later.
All right, see ya. We'll go to a break, Christian. I was looking at Michael Marion said, by the way, Earth, Wind, and Fire this Sunday. It's the birthday of Philip Bailey today. He's 75. Yeah. Can you believe that? And still playing. Yeah. How many people do you think they'll have at Earth, Wind, and Fire? It's a lower bowl.
Yeah, yeah. I'd say five.
Yeah, I think somewhere around there. Yeah, 35 to 5. Yeah, there we go. As a matter of fact, right there. There's the Earth, Wind, and Fire as we go to break.
On the Middleton Heat and Air text line, if they put Roger's statue beside Babe Ruth's, he's going to look like a bat boy. I didn't find it funny.
I thought it was a nice compliment.
We're getting your own, we're getting your own statue.
There's another one that says, where is it? You could put a life-size Roger Leprechaun statue in the corner.
Oh,
no, 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 listen. I play Leprechaun down there, so that's, I'm just paying homage, or as Rainwater would say, homage.
Yes.
Listen, all these are welcome, whatever it takes. But again, know this, it's not for me. I put that statue up so that some little boy or a little girl will go by there and go, look, Ma, if he can do it,
that's
maybe
right.
I can too.
That's right.
Yes, yes.
All right, don't go away. 850 live from HOCO Turf Outdoor Equipment Sales and Service on 9325 Ferndale Cutoff.
Lick it, sip it, drum stick it.
You know.
The low rates are here. The low rates are finally here.
What are you talking about, Roger?
I'm letting everybody know that the Summer Auto Loan Special from Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union is officially underway, and this year they're offering historically low rates.
Alcoa always offers great rates for their summer special, but historically low?
That's right, baby Bubba. This summer is America's 250th birthday, and to celebrate, Alcoa Community FCU is offering auto loan rates for as low as 1.776% APR.
Wow, those are some historic rates.
In addition to the historic low rates, no payment due for 90 days.
So crazy low rates and no car payment due for the whole summer?
Plus, you can get financing for up to 84 months.
How do I get started?
This offer is valid for 2024, 25, and 26-year models, brand new or refinance the ride you already have. To get started, go to alcoacommunityfcu.org, apply securely online, call, or stop by any branch.
You're right, Raj. This is historic. How long does this offer last?
May 1st through the end of August.
Roger, we need to let everybody know.
The low rates are here. The low rates are here.
Memorial Day weekend. One day set aside to honor and remember our fallen. The other days are for you to unwind and relax at Lazy Boy of Little Rock. Comfort meets big savings with up to 50% off store wide. Plus free delivery, which means comfort comes to you. Memorial Day weekend. Honor and remember those who have sacrificed for us. Stop by Lazy Boy of Little Rock. 1000 South Shackleford. Long live the lazy.
Ray Tucker with good news for enthusiasts of Triumph motorcycles. Honda of North Little Rock now carries the legendary classics and cutting-edge rides. We have the Bonneville Bobber, Daytona 600, the TF450X, the Stunning Evo Sprinkling Edition, and the Rocket 3 Evil Knievel. You get the idea. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
This is Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Mother's Day is Sunday, May 10th, and you can make it unforgettable with something truly special from Tipton & Hurst, Arkansas's premier florist for over a century. Tipton & Hurst is your most trusted source for gorgeous floral arrangements, fine gift baskets, and high-quality blooming plants. If you're looking for something to brighten your Mother's Day, Tipton & Hurst has you covered. Shop at locations in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Conway, Pine Bluff, and Rogers, or enjoy the convenience of delivery right to Mom's doorstep. Don't miss out on this opportunity to show your mother how truly special she is. Call 501-666-3333 or visit TiptonHurst.com today.
Hawks Homes, Arkansas's number one dealer. They have more inventory than anyone in Arkansas. Hawks Homes is celebrating its 40th anniversary this month. In honor of that, Hawks is selling a home at $39,995. Hawks has other specials going on, other models as well. Be sure to take advantage of this great deal. Only lasts the month of May. We also offer custom-built manufactured and modular homes. 1 to 5 bedroom homes that can be built to accommodate your needs. Check us out at Conway and Bryant with over 65 models to choose from, or go online at hawkshomes.net.
Jay Cullen. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jeans.
Live in concert.
Do you close your eyes? Does it make you laugh? Do the memories take you back?
One night only.
Way back when I was Jack and you died.
June 4th, Saracen Casino Event
and
Center.
Sunshine.
Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.
I can't be.
Jay Cullen, live.
Did you know that CertaPro is so much more than just painting? CertaPro also provides expert carpentry, sheetrock repairs, deck and fence staining, and durable concrete coatings. One company, more solutions, beautiful results. Call CertaPro Painters today or schedule your free estimate at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C.
I'm Trey Reed from The Wild Side on 103.7 The Buzz. Join me and Mark Hedrick Tuesday nights at 7 for The Wild Side.
Brought to you by West Rock Landing at Lake Maumel, Trader Bill's Outdoors, Battery Outfitters, Tammy Chase Insurance, Edwards Food Giant, and Crane Chevrolet.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Oh, some great jam there. Boy, we're hot, Roger. We're spiking. April Johnson is one of the owners with her husband, Corey, of HOCO Turf Outdoor Equipment Sales and Service. If somebody just tuned in right now and has missed most of the show, April, tell us what they need to hear.
So we are HOCO Turf Outdoor Equipment Sales and Service, 9325 Ferndale Cutoff Road in West Little Rock. We are a full-service small engine repair shop. We take care of pretty much all of your equipment here. We are a Yanmar tractor dealer, really proud to be a Yanmar tractor dealer. We have Aaron's and Gravely lawnmowers, Hammerhead go-karts. You won't find any better service anywhere else. I can promise you that.
I almost want to see one of those go-karts. Maybe Valentine, would you drive one of those go-karts around? how fast do you say those would go?
The big ones will go about 40 miles per hour.
Gravely, obviously, that's why we're here. Yeah. $250 off residential models, 0% financing.
Yeah.
Is that right?
And yes. I've got some additional rebates on some models as well. I think the next person that comes in and buys an HD or bigger, they're going to get a huge Mariama commercial trimmer.
Okay. So. And it's obviously our last time. Zach, anything else you want to say? Well, we got another hour, but anything else from a sales standpoint?
No, it's been a pleasure, guys, doing this with you guys. But like we said, that we got the event going on until the 10th, so we got a few more days, $250 off on residential units. Corey and April are great people to do business with, upstanding people. They know what they're doing. They'll take good care of you.
Well, they must like you, dude, because they got you you got them back on the air in the last 6 or 7 years, so, and we hadn't seen them in a while, so I'm glad you were able to do that. You made that happen, and you'll have a Gravely Buzzbecue tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
And I think we've got JM Raj on the tie line. JM, are you there?
I am.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
What's up, guys? Me, finally.
What city were you in last night?
I was in Charlotte last night, and I'm in Atlanta now, and we'll be here for the next two nights. We're playing back-to-back nights here in Atlanta. So,
wow. The life of a country music artist. Boy, we've had some great Justin Moore finish the lyrics today. You'd be proud.
Nice.
Yeah, what
nice.
We did.
I'm a little behind. I was up yesterday, though.
You were.
I guess you guys had some technical difficulties.
Yeah, we did the phone bone, Justin, for two hours, Roger?
Yeah.
We did the phone bone for two hours on the phone yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Roger finally got it.
Everybody
figured out.
Get along and let the night roll.
Yeah.
So what we did now.
One of the girls seen 16 of Justin's concerts,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Hey, listen, I know we only got about a minute. We'll come back and visit some more, but I know you're proud of Ella with her big home run yesterday and the 13-0 win over Derek.
Yeah, I really am. I hate I wasn't there, obviously, but really proud of her. And even more so, I'm super happy for her. She had a really good game, apparently. Went 2-for-4, 3 RBI. And so, yeah, proud of them. The whole team. They must have played well to win 13-0.
Yeah, and they've got a tough one today in Woodlawn. I guess that's sometime this afternoon after lunch over in Murfreesboro. We'll take a break.
Woodlawn's
come back.
Good.
Yeah, they're the number one seed, I think, is what Kate had told us. And don't go away. We've got Heather Baker to talk to. We've got Steve Qualls, NASCAR report. And we've got an hour with Justin Moore as he travels the country, knocking him out with his great singing.
Well, you know, I looked this up, and we've been in business since 1989. That's a long time. You know, many dealers have come and gone. We believe our pricing policy and our service after the sale have served us well. As you know, folks, we post our sale prices, which we call green.